Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 27th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has officially released its latest round of software updates, including iOS 16.4 for the iPhone. iOS 16.4 includes a number of new features and changes. There are 21 new emoji, including animals, hand gestures, and objects. Web applications added to your iPhone's home screen can now send you notifications for the first time. Voice isolation for cellular calls is now available, which prioritizes your voice and blocks out ambient noise around you. The duplicates album in the Photos app now expands to support detecting multiple photos and videos in an iCloud shared photo library. And there are a pair of accessibility improvements for dimming video when flashing of light or strobe effects are detected, and voiceover support for maps in the Weather app for the first time. iOS 16.4 is rolling out now via the Settings app on your iPhone. Just open the Settings app, choose General, then choose Software Update. iPadOS 16.4 is also now available with all of these features, plus a new feature for Apple Pencil users. Meanwhile, watchOS 9.4 is also now available. This update fixes an issue when wake-up alarms could be silenced with the cover-to-mute gesture, leading to accidental cancellations of your alarms during sleep. The update also expands the AFib history feature to Colombia, Malaysia, Moldova, Thailand, and Ukraine, and the cycle tracking feature with retrospective ovulation estimates and cycle deviation alerts are now supported in Moldova and Ukraine as well. You can update your watch to watchOS 9.4 via the Settings app on the watch itself or via the companion Apple Watch app on your iPhone. For the Mac, Apple has released macOS Ventura 13.3. This update includes the same 21 new emoji, the same new iCloud shared photo libraries feature, new features for Freeform, which is Apple's real-time collaboration application. There are also other accessibility improvements and a number of bug fixes and performance changes. tvOS 16.4 is here for the Apple TV, and it includes the same dim flashing lights feature as the iPhone and the Mac. HomePod software 16.4 has also been released, and Apple simply says it includes performance and stability improvements. Last but not least, Apple has also released a software update for the Studio Display, bringing it to firmware version 16.4. This update adds support for an in-field recalibration of the display using the companion Pro Display Calibrator app on the Mac. Apple says that this feature enables specific color workflows that may require special custom calibration. You can manage Studio Display firmware versions via the Mac connected to the monitor in the System Settings app. So all of these new software updates are available today, and as always, we have full release notes at the links in the show notes below, and we recommend updating sooner rather than later to take advantage of the new features and security improvements. Rounding out today, Apple began its switch to eSIM-only iPhones last year by ditching the physical SIM card slot altogether in the United States on the iPhone 14. According to a new report today, Apple could expand the SIM card-free iPhone models to more countries in Europe starting this year with the iPhone 15. The report comes from the French news website iGeneration, which cites anonymous industry sources in saying the iPhone 15 and 15 Pro could be released without a physical SIM card in France. If this is the case, we'd also expect Apple to make the change in other European countries. The iPhone model that's sold in France has the same model number as the iPhones sold in the UK, Ireland, Germany, Italy, Spain, the Netherlands, Belgium, Sweden, and dozens of other countries. The iPhone 14 and 14 Pro sold in the US are the first iPhone models not to feature a physical SIM card slot, so this means that there's no physical SIM card at all, and instead, you log in with your carrier information, and your carrier will remotely provision your iPhone so it can be connected to their network. In light of Apple's push towards eSIM in the iPhone and also the iPad and the Apple Watch before it, carriers around the world have been improving their eSIM infrastructure over the last several years, so an expansion of SIM card-free iPhones to other countries this year with the iPhone 15 Pro makes quite a bit of sense. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller or on Mastodon at Chance H. Miller at mastodon.social. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.